On today's growth points, I want to speak to you about the characteristics of a healthy church. And I suppose there could be dozens and dozens listed, but some things I have been searching out in the scriptures recently have brought me to 10 that I'd like to share with you today. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9, "For we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." I think it's important for pastors to remember that the church is God's husbandry. Now, God has placed us here in the midst of this vineyard for the purpose of watering and sometimes pruning and doing the work that he's called us to do as under shepherds, but it's his vineyard, it's his church. And our desire should be that our presence as pastors and spiritual leaders would provide for a more healthy atmosphere of growth in the local New Testament church. And I've seen churches that have had growth numerically, but it's not always been a healthy growth. And so today I want to talk with you about what are some of the from the heart characteristics we want to see in a church that is truly a church with a heart for God. The first thing I would bring to your attention today is a spirit of obedience. I believe a healthy church is a church where there's a desire, a first love desire, like the church at Ephesus, to obey the Lord as his will is revealed to them. Not a spirit to negotiate, not a spirit to wait, not a spirit that says, "I've done that before." But you'll know there's a healthy spirit in your church when there's a prompt response to preaching, to a plea to help a missionary, whatever the case might be. Obedience is more important than simply the exercise of religious ceremony. Obedience is what we see in the scripture as referred to from this statement, doing the will of God from the heart. Doing the will of God from the heart. And so we know in 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the truth of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." So if you've gotten to that point in your church where people are saying, "Well, I tithe and I go to church," that's wonderful. Those are areas of spiritual obedience. But we need to encourage our people never to draw a line with God and say, "I do this, but I don't do that." A spirit of obedience transcends all of the realms of servant opportunity in ministry and simply says, "Lord, whatever you want me to do, that's what I'm willing to do." And so 1 John 2 and verse 5 says, "But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him." So obedience is an indicator of health in the church, and it's something that pastors are constantly looking for in the flock. The second characteristic I want to share with you today is the characteristic of humility. You know, tragically, we see a ministry often begin with a pastor and a people willing to scrub the floors, knock the doors, whatever it takes to get the work going. But as God blesses, we forget that it was God who blessed, and that spirit of humility slowly ebbs away. And we need to guard ourselves and help the church be guarded from this idea that we have some merit of our own. Because we've accomplished X, Y, Z, then we are something great. We always need to remember that we're not human doings, we're human beings, and that our first responsibility is to be right with God and to walk with God. Matthew 10:38 says, "And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth it for my sake shall find it." And so we're reminded in these scriptures that real healthy churches are obedient churches. They're churches that are humble in their willingness to serve for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then let me say thirdly, a church that is a healthy church will have the characteristic of a loving spirit. Some would call it an intense loving spirit. I don't know always how to define that, but I can tell you, you can sense it the minute you walk into a church. You can sense, by the way, if it's real or if it's just some type of ministerial backslapping, howdy-doody type of a feeling. Love, an intense loving spirit. Biblical love is not an emotion. It is the act of sincerely desiring to meet the needs of another. That's what God displayed for us on Calvary. That's what he wants his church to display every time the doors are open. And we see in John 13, verses 4 and 5, Jesus rising up from the supper and laying aside his garments and taking a towel and pouring the water into the basin and then washing the disciples' feet. Now, we don't practice foot washing as an ordinance in our Baptist churches today, but the Spirit must never be lost. And we need to teach our people to promptly and readily express the love of God in our community and in the church. Now, fourthly, I believe a healthy church is a church that exhibits a servant's heart. Closely affiliated with the word love, the servant's heart is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 4. We read this, "Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful." We are, according to the word of God, the ministers of Christ. And the servant's heart is something that is going to be caught in the church as the pastor and the pastoral staff are involved in serving. It may be delivering bread to the widows. It may be having people that need encouragement to our home. It may be writing a note of encouragement. It may be taking a moment after church with a young family that's struggling. There's a thousand ways to serve, but if you don't have the servant's heart, you're not going to find yourself involved in many of those ways. And the pastor needs to set the tone, because people do what people see. And when they see us involved in serving, that spirit spreads throughout the entire church. Now, I'm going to share five more of these with you next week, but before I come to the fifth one, let me share with you again these characteristics of a healthy church. First of all, we've seen the spirit of obedience, a church that's ready to respond when God speaks. The movement at the altar is real. The response to the word of God is evident out in the community during the week. An obedient spirit. Secondly, a humble spirit. Not feeling we've arrived, but always wanting to continue to grow. I have not yet apprehended. Thirdly, a loving spirit. Ready to meet the needs of others and expressing God's love. Fourthly, a servant's heart. No job is too small for someone with a servant's heart. And then finally, for today's growth points, number five, I believe one of the characteristics of a healthy church is joy. Just literally sensing the joy of the Lord in the place. Joy is our response to God's work in our hearts. And joy is the outward expression of the inner presence and working of the Holy Spirit of God. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Now, a person can choose to lose their joy. Some people can be in a big forested area, a beautiful area showing God's creation, and choose to see the manure pile left there by a cow. Now, that's their choice. And I know some people that are like that. They can be surrounded by blessings and all they see is one mess. And there's been times when I've been that way. And God has to give me a moment to step back and get the big picture. And the big picture is this simple. All of us deserve a home in hell. And God has given us a home in heaven and the privilege to serve him in his church. And yes, we've got to step over and even clean up some piles of manure, but don't lose sight of the beauty of God's work in your church. And I pray that God will give you a healthy church for his glory. Next week, we'll talk about five more characteristics that are present in every healthy church. Until then, have a great day. May God bless you.